Climate change has become a growing focus for the New England Aquarium. Educators at the aquarium on Boston's waterfront use research-tested language to speak directly about the issue, and they go further, urging visitors to take up the cause of emissions reductions. WBUR's Ben Swayze reports on the efforts.
The irony was hard to miss.
The tea station at the aquarium is completely shut down as water begins to rapidly pour in there.
Next to the aquarium. Let me give you a sense of what it's like here. I'm going to lower the window.
Earlier today, we saw people actually piling sandbags right at the doors.
The early March nor'easter offered a vivid glimpse of the havoc higher sea levels and more severe storms are likely to bring. Meanwhile, around the corner from that flooded tea station and even closer to the ocean is the actual aquarium, where climate change is a central aspect of the programming.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the top of our giant ocean tank.
Children and their parents ring the top of the giant ocean tank for a talk by Lindsay Jordan, a senior visitor education specialist. Myrtle, a massive 90-year-old green sea turtle, floats to the surface, and Jordan soon pivots to climate change. The sex of sea turtles, she says, is determined by temperature, and with warmer sand around the eggs, the vast majority in Florida are hatching as female.
So the good news is we know exactly what's causing this. As I said, it's things and choices that we make every single day. Most of the energy that we consume in this country is produced by burning fossil fuels like coal and oil and gas.
That burning creates carbon dioxide, which creates what she calls a heat-trapping blanket. Climate change might be a sweeping issue, but Jordan calls it a simple mechanism with a simple solution: moving away from fossil fuels. Then she pushes the message more explicitly.
But I encourage you all to go back to your communities and use your power as citizens to vote for people and for policies that support renewable energy.
The aquarium's climate education efforts stretch back about a decade when it joined with fellow institutions, like zoos and museums, to form a network of informal science educators. Boosted by millions in federal grant money, the network is now working in 170 institutions in 38 states. The goal is to train educators who will increase public discourse about climate change and to do it in a way that's solutions-oriented and civic-minded. Billy Spitzer is New England Aquarium's vice president of programs, exhibits, and planning. He says the aim is not simply to remind people to recycle or not to use plastic bottles.
We try to focus on things that are practical, but, you know, that also are kind of civic and social, that involve not only what you do yourself, but doing something as part of your community, and that also address what's really at the root of the problem here, and what's likely going to make a difference in our ultimate carbon footprint.
The aquarium now has a permanent exhibit about climate change. There are hands-on activities, and educators pay particular attention to communication strategies. They stress the values of stewardship, protection, and responsible management. They include enough straightforward science for visitors to understand climate change. And they use metaphors to help visitors follow along. Remember that heat-trapping blanket? So, what's the impact of the direct messaging on climate change, an issue that's currently quite partisan? The effort is occurring, for instance, as the term climate change is being stripped from federal government planning documents. And the audience, especially in liberal Boston, may be somewhat self-selecting and predisposed to learn about climate change. But Spitzer points to survey data from 2010 showing that museums, zoos, and aquariums are among the most trusted sources of information for global warming. And Spitzer says about 60% of the U.S. population attends these institutions.
We look at it and say, hey, if we could influence 60% of the population, that's pretty darn good.
All right. Well, I'm going to be turning my microphone off, but please feel free.
Among those listening to Jordan's talk, Abby Catalano, a 16-year-old from Nashua, New Hampshire. Catalano says she doesn't really learn much about climate change in school.
Honestly, this is the most I've heard about it in a long time.
Listening is one thing. Acting is another. Several mothers at the aquarium with their kids say the inclusion of the climate change messaging was a pleasant surprise, but they admit it's a second-tier issue for them, as voters and as citizens. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ben Swayze.